This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hunter, gosh, great stuff, man. And thank you so much for hanging out a little bit and welcome home.
All right. Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Listen, the second thing he said was thank you, Mark. I'm going with that. I'm going to take that one to bed with me tonight.
Nah, he's talking to me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
He forgot you were here.
Thank you, Dibs.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark with a C. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he knows the show that he's on.
True.
We've seen other stuff happen. I mean, was it Baldinger that was like called one of us Shasky one time or something like that?
I don't remember, but sounds vaguely familiar.
Football players don't know where they are. They've been hit in the head a lot, so they don't know what's going on. No, they have.
Baldy knows what he's talking about.
No, like, yeah, he did, like, that's just real.
Now his fingers are all going in different directions, but
that too. I mean, life after football does not look fun to me.
Baseball, if you're Hunter Pence, seems amazing.
Tremendous. Yeah, like, it's funny that and this is a complete, like, whatever, quick aside here. We'll get back to Giants Dodgers here in a moment, but it's funny when we talk about how football has become America's passion. The athletes don't look at it that way. Like football, if there's a totem pole of you looking at a life in sports as an athlete, if you're going to make it, because a lot of the best athletes, that's what they are. They're the best athletes. They could play multiple professional sports. Some have. Football is the bottom of the totem pole. Because your body gets completely twisted and beaten up, and your contracts aren't guaranteed.
Shortest career by far. Yeah.
By far. Like, football players look at baseball players with envy. Like, wait a minute. Like, you, especially if you're a pitcher, you make $40 million a year, and you just sit there for 4 days, and then once a week they tell you to come out, throw the ball really hard for about, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours. And that contract is guaranteed?
I mean, even basketball.
Totally.
Baseball isn't easy either. None of these are easy, but there's a different like physical toll that your body takes. Yeah. But, I mean, you're looking at the contracts that are being signed in the NBA right now. I mean, in the next 10 years, we're going to have someone in the NBA making $100 million a year. Like, it's going to happen. We now have contracts that are on average annual value in the 70s. And that's average annual value. At the end of Shea's contract, he'll be making close to 80.
Right. Right.
For a year.
I don't know if the bubble's going to burst, though. Do you know what I mean?
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, not more so than it already has. You see the bubble burst, like, in different angles. It's sort of like almost a microclimate, if you will. The bubble maybe did burst on restricted free agents. It did burst on the middle pack of you know, free agents and salaries out there. But is the top level going to burst? When there's a real estate bubble, does it affect the beach in California? Mm. Does it affect that real estate? Because that's what Shea and Steph and Giannis, like, that's beach real estate in California.
Well,
I don't know if that's ever going to go down.
Evan and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. We don't need to rehash the whole conversation, but my point was, when those big guys sign the contracts, they're still going to be, like, it's going to be record-breaking AAV, like, every single time the next superstar signs. Like, that's just much like the quarterback market in the NFL. My question or my thought was, I wonder if there will come a point where teams whose sole purpose is to try to win basketball games look at an $80 million per year number and say, I don't know if that's the best way to build a winning basketball team anymore.
Well, we did a lot of this last week and even this week, this idea of where the NBA has gone with the CBA and how it essentially leaves out fans. Because I don't want to have to get a doctorate to understand what the hell y'all are doing with your aprons and your caps and your bird rights and your trade exceptions and all these things that, like, again, I think most fans don't understand and don't want to understand. It doesn't mean everybody listening doesn't understand it, but it's like pretty intricate stuff. How do you look at what the Oklahoma City Thunder just did and explain to me how in the long term that fits? And maybe some of you know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just got that max extension, and I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 over 4 years.
Yeah.
250 something over 4 years. But at the same time, they also did north of 200 over 5 years max rookie extension for Chet Holmgren. And then Jalen Williams just got 5 years and like 280 or yep. something like that. And so
those two had identical contracts, right, Chet and Jalen.
Those three players are looking at, over the life of the deal, almost $1 billion, $800 million on these three players.
OKC is the unique example where they could probably make that work for the lifetime of those deals because they just have endless first round picks. And they'll just keep swapping out young talent.
Yeah, maybe.
But no one should follow the OKC example because no one else is going to have the ability to replenish the bottom of their roster like OKC can through young drafted assets. Like any other team that doesn't have those draft picks, looking at three like max kind of deals, good luck. I mean, that's what the Celtics just went through.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that... Like, I think little bubbles burst all over the place, but will the larger bubble burst? Like, are we going to turn around and go the other way in terms of the top of the market, the top level players?
Yeah, I don't know. Those big dudes are always going to sign for that money, but I don't know if those big dudes are going to be consistently winning championships at that money.
I mean, I feel that way about the wide receiver market in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's like you want to win a Super Bowl, I would suggest not doing $35 or $40 million for a receiver. And I certainly wouldn't do what the Bengals did, where on the same day they're like, guess what? We signed two.
Both of them. Like, Here you go, Joe.
What are you doing? But we can't afford any of our pass rushers. Like, okay.
Trey Hendrickson's still in. He's still there, right?
Still limbo. That'll go to training camp. That'll go to training camp for sure. 888-957-9570. Hey, when's Trev's Terps coming on? Is he coming on at 5?
5:10.
Okay, 5:10. All right, so about 15 minutes. So, Grandy, you just referenced this news from Bob Melvin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rafi Devers had an MRI on his back yesterday.
That's not good.
That in and of itself tells me that this is like...
Not getting better.
It's not getting better. It showed inflammation in his lower back. He will continue to get treatment, but the Giants say they do not think he will need an IL stint or even any days off until the All-Star break. It mostly bothers him when running.
Hmm.
That's the news. So tucked into this, you get, it's not getting better. It tells you when it's bothering him. And also, they're telling you he's not sitting out any of these games against the Dodgers.
So, not getting better. I would imagine also not really getting worse, or if it is, it's very, very minimally getting worse. He's in the lineup and he's batting third tonight. Yaz is leading off. It's Yaz, Ramos, Devers. The top three, by the way. Then Chapman, Adames, Jung-Hoo Lee, Schmidt, Dominic Smith, and Bailey. The lineup today. But
that's all those analytics. I wonder if Yaz has some good numbers against Dustin May or something.
Yeah, probably.
Something that's leading to that.
But that is a little scary that they got to a point where they felt like an MRI was needed.
Well, yeah, it's obviously still bothering him. And here's another thing. I don't buy it.
Buy what?
I don't buy that it only bothers him when he's running. I don't buy it. And I think it's funny that we listen to what the athletes say about their health. They're lying. In many cases, they're lying to themselves. They don't want to be hurt. So they're big, tough guys, and they're all going to tell, oh, no, it doesn't bother me. Yes, it does. Look at you. Look at the way you're playing. It bothers you. It hurts. You're getting an MRI. Mostly bothers him when he's running. He's a DH. How often does he run?
Every time he puts the ball in play.
Yeah, like... Which
hasn't
that,
been a lot. He either walks or strikes out.
Not that much. In a given day, how often are you running? Like twice?
Yeah.
For about 3 seconds? You know what I mean? So, like, we see this in football all the time. If I can walk, I'm going to play this weekend. All right, we'll see, bud. Like, we'll see.
McCaffrey, take a seat, please.
Exactly. I know. All of you think you can play. And by the way, they've proven how often they're lying. When the season's over, they'll tell you what happened last year. Oh, it turns out I was hurt the whole time.
Fred Warner played through a broken ankle.
There you go.
Since whenever that was, week 3 or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, check this out. Dave Fleming on with the Joes just a couple days ago. Listen to what he said about Devers.
I do think Devers is going to be good over there. Now, okay. Devers is hurt. And the thing about Devers is he wants to play hurt. He played hurt for a whole year recently with the Red Sox. He had that elbow thing, and he just wouldn't come out of the lineup. And Devers likes to be in there, but he, you know, it's obvious watching him, he's not healthy. So they need to get him healthy before we can really find out. But I think he's going to be good over there. He has good hands. He should be good at the stuff that Dom Smith does.
Okay, so when he says he's going to be good over there, he's talking about first base. Yeah. And that obviously is still down the road, and now Bob Melvin has confirmed not going to happen until after the All-Star break. But I believe Dave. I believe Dave, not Rafael, when it comes to Rafi's health. Because, yeah, he's hurt.
Well, then wouldn't you just rest him?
No. No, because he's still better than whatever else you're going to put out there instead.
But you don't feel like you're in any danger of that getting worse by him taking a big hack?
I would argue that that's what the Giants training staff job is. If they felt like he was if they felt like a $250 million investment was endangering himself, then it would be malpractice for them to put him out there.
But what Flem said there was he doesn't want to come out, even if he's hurt, not feeling great.
Right.
That's an awkward conversation to have.
It is. It absolutely is, and often the players win that, but allow me to, for instance, reference those conversations that the Golden State Warriors had with Steph Curry when Steve Kerr was like, I can tell he needs a break.
He was emotionally tired.
Right, and the Milwaukee Bucks were coming into town the next night, and Steve said he walked over to the locker and said, you're out. You're not playing. You need a break. So if the Giants... And this is an interesting thought, because if the Giants feel like, look, Devers is new here, Devers has had a history of being prickly, we don't want to upset him, are they feeling like they're not empowered? That would concern me, because they need to. And if they did, if the training staff feels like he's endangering himself, then they have to sit him. But I'm hopeful that the fact that he's in there means they don't feel that, and they do know that a 4-day break is coming here in about 60 hours. And so, all right, let's do that and hope that really, really helps and you can get a lot of treatment there. And it is a big series, but yeah, if he's putting himself in danger for the rest of the season, then this would be lunacy.
It would be. You better hope that nothing happens this series. And you get to a point where he takes another MRI, and then after the All-Star break, oh, he's on the 15-day IL. You better hope not. Otherwise, there's going to be
completely
a lot of questions around how it was handled. But we'll see.
We'll see. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, so here we go. Huge series that's going to start in just a couple of hours. And so measuring stick, sure. Drama, absolutely. But there's two things that are on my mind today as we started this show. One of them I'll hold here for a second because I do think it's sort of a broader idea with the Giants. But the zeroing in kind of smaller concept for me is I look, I'm not going tonight. I wish that I was.
I'll be there.
Well, great. Then report back to me on what you see in terms of the mental wellness of Giants fans.
Okay.
The confidence of Giants fans, because I think that this is the moment. I think this is the moment that you can shake free. Like, that, no one's saying the Giants are better than the Dodgers. That's not even the point. I don't know why you need to even feel like you're the better team to go into your stadium and feel like you've got a shot to win this thing. But if you do want a spotlight tonight, like, yeah, Vegas says you're the favorite tonight. So you're the favorite tonight. Enough of this, like, oh, I wish we had some hitters and all. Like, I'm so tired of that. To me, that stuff is expired.
You got some dudes that are going through it at the plate right now. Like, Ramos hasn't been amazing of late. We just talked about Devers. Jung-Hoo Lee has been struggling for quite a while now. Like, you have some guys that aren't playing great, but like, I'll just read you the lineup again: Yastrzemski, Ramos, Devers, Chapman, Adamas, Jung-Hoo Lee, Schmidt, Dominic Smith, and Patrick Bailey. That's not a bad lineup by any stretch.
Not at all.
The only bat that isn't in there that you would consider one of the Giants' better ones is Flores. And they do have a little bit of an issue in terms of DH and first base right now until Devers can play first, because you can't get Devers and Flores in the lineup together all that often because of what Flores' physical issues. But that's a pretty damn good lineup. And then you have a Cy Young candidate, all-star pitcher on the bump. You should show up with your Giants hat on, feeling like, all right, we'll beat the Dodgers tonight. It's Dustin May on the... I don't even care who is pitching for the Dodgers either.
Nope.
You got Logan freaking Webb, and you've got Devers, Chapman, Adamas. Ramos, Devers, Chapman, Adamas, 2-6 in your lineup. 2-5 in your lineup.
No. Giants are a good baseball team. Like, I don't need any more of this to know that the Giants are a good baseball team. They're the better pitching team. They've been playing better of late. The Dodgers are the better overall team. The Dodgers are the defending champs and have you're never going to battle their lineup. But by the way, they can't hold a candle to your pitching staff. Not right now. Not right now they can. Maybe they will be. Maybe in 2 months they can, but they can't right now. You know, like, this is one of those things. I also think this, especially when the Dodgers are in town, it's no different than the way we analyze the NBA. We only stare at one side of the ball. You know, we talk about quarterbacks in football, and this is the whole thing about, like, oh, it's time to trade Draymond Green, and why can't you play Kuminga because he can score 20. And all of the opinions that come, and when we look at the Giants, it's all about that lineup. We largely, I bet, on sports radio, sports media, and social media, I bet we spend 90% of our time on 50% of the game. I really do.
Just on offense.
Yes. There's no question in a pitcher's park. There's no question tonight who's got the better pitching staff. It's not even close. Especially with May, with a 4.5 ERA being their starter. The Giants absolutely have the better pitching staff.
And by the way, tomorrow, Ohtani starts, and Ohtani is obviously a talented pitcher, but 3 innings at the most, and then you got a bullpen game.
Yep.
And Giants' bullpen, way better than the Dodgers' bullpen. Now, Landon Roop, last time he pitched against the Dodgers, he got hit around big time.
Yeah,
but you would say the same thing, I would imagine, tomorrow about the pitching matchup. considering the Dodgers have to go with a lot of bullpen arms.
Well, yeah, that one's interesting. I mean, if Shohei does come out and, you know, if he's on one and he gets you automatically to the third or fourth inning with zeros, then, you know, that shortens the game and kind of changes it. And, you know, Landon Roop, I'm interested to see him try again against this lineup. I'm not sure if his stuff and right-handed and whatnot with Shohei and Freeman and all of those things, I'm not sure if he's the perfect matchup for him, but we'll see. We'll see. He's a good pitcher. You know, they've struggled against lefties through the years the same way the Giants have, so I think Robbie Ray is a really, really good matchup. I think they've got a better chance Friday and Sunday than they do tomorrow, but that doesn't give them no chance tomorrow. Yeah, like this is – so anyway, and it's not even about the results that end up happening this weekend. It's very, very, very good team that's coming into town. I'm more interested in us – like not seeing Giants fans file out of the building feeling like you can't compete and I don't like what's happened to this stadium and the bleachers have been overrun by Dodgers. Like, of course, they're going to be very well represented there tonight. Giants very well represented down in Dodger Stadium when they go there. So that's all fine. It's just it's a vibe check for the way Giant fans feel about this. And I think this is the moment to have it kind of go in a little bit of a different direction. And oh, by the way, while I'm on my soapbox, don't do the freaking wave tonight. Okay? Don't.
It's okay at Valkyries games, but not at Oracle Park.
It is okay at Valkyries games. It is.
Yeah.
It's just like a completely new culture that's come. But don't do the wave at Giants games. And no, that's not anti-fun. There's something to be said, A, for tradition, and B, don't be a fan who acts bored. If you're bored, go do something else with your day. But if you like baseball, go to the baseball game and watch the game. The wave signifies, I don't know what else to do with my time right now, so let's do the wave.
How would you feel if when Ohtani is announced to begin the game, introduced, and or maybe he takes a hack, fouls one down the right field line, but hits it hard, and everyone in the crowd goes, oh.
I'm okay with that. Dude, he's
admiring Shohei, you're good with that?
He's a huge celebrity. He is a huge, huge celebrity.
What about Giants fans going to the game and partially in the back of their head, they're like, I want to see Shohei.
Yeah, I mean, like, it yeah.
Does that bother you?
No. No. Bothers me more that Guru's wearing blue.
that bothers me too.
That bothers me tonight.
It took him like 5 minutes to figure out why that was offensive.
God. Jeez. Good Lord. But no, like Shohei is Shohei, dude. Like, this is something.
I mean, that's like Steph on the road in the NBA.
Totally, totally, totally. I got no problem if you want to take a look at him play baseball. Like, yeah, this might be something you remember forever. But here's where I would draw the line on what you're talking about. I know that, like, some I'm not down with. I'm a Giants fan, but I'd like to see Shohei hit one in the Bay. No, 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 no.
Giants win 3-2, but Ohtani hits two bombs.
Look, if that happens, it happens. Don't you dare root for it. I'm not down with this Giant fan that's like, maybe the Giants will win and we'll get to see Shohei hit a homer. No, you want Devers to hit a homer. That's who you're rooting for to hit a homer tonight, not Shohei. That's kind of where I'm at.
That's fair.
That's where I'm at. Trev's Chirps, for those of you who don't know who this is, we are dubbing him as America's number one sports heckler, but he happens to be a Bay Area fan. He lives in Tahoe. He's come on with us before. He's got Jackson Merrill and Mookie Betts, among others, terrified of him out there in the outfield at Oracle Park. I'm told he will be at multiple games this weekend for Giants Dodgers. And just if you're not familiar, here's a little sample.
Ian, I bet you start paying forward chains at Starbucks.
Disclaimer, Mookie was too much of a coward to play left field, so we had to settle for David.
Hey, David! Tell Mookie I heard he eats corn the long way, you bum! Trevor! I heard you refuse to enroll in paperless billing, you bum! It's so bad for trees!
Hey, Christopher! I heard you lost money switching to Geico,
you bum!
Blaine, I bet you think mayonnaise is an instrument, you bum!
Spencer,
I hope when you forget your password and go to reset your password, it says you can't use the same password. You bum! Every time! Jackson! I bet you've never put dirt under your pillow for the dirt man! You bum!
I'm gonna take you down to his lair, Jackson.
Riley! I bet you never released your inhibitions and felt the rain on your skin! You bum! The rest is still unwritten, Riley! Ian! I heard your friends have a group chat that doesn't include you!
You bum!
It's all the same people, just one less.
Trev's Chirps. Trev's Chirps.
That last one's a good one.
As we bring him onto the River Islands guest line, I got to tell you, Trev's, you weren't talking to any of us, but when you did that password thing, that hit me. That's very frustrating when they're like, no, you can change it, but you can't change it to that. I hate that, Trev.
Right? I'm just holding the mirror up to society, boys. Who Dodgers, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes,
good,
sir.
Good on you, man. So what do you got planned for this weekend?
We're going to be at both games, Saturday and Sunday, and I got a list of things of all the stuff I heard about whoever's playing left field for the Dodgers this weekend.
So it's Conforto tonight. We don't know for sure if he's going to play Saturday and Sunday in left. Do you have to plan out for multiple guys, or are you betting that it's going to be Conforto?
It doesn't really matter because these guys are just props to do with them. I'm hoping it's Conforto because we've done like the U stud shirt for him when he was on the Giants, so it'll be good to get.
Love it. Love it. Okay, so yeah, Conforto out there in left field tonight. Trev's Chirps is with us. Bay Area sports fan who has literally turned heckling into basically making a living. Trev's, I'm listening to all of those that we just played, and obviously you've got people next to you, and their only role in this process is to wait until you're done and then yell with you, you bum! I want to know how you become one of these people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We actually post our schedule on our page. It's one of the pin posts if you check out our Instagram and TikTok. And we'd say what section we're going to be in for each game, what games we're showing up to. So people just got to buy a ticket in the section and you can join us.
That's awesome. Trev, obviously this is a big Giants-Dodgers series, and it's kind of crazy. We're in the middle of July, final series before the All-Star break, and this is the first time the Dodgers are in town. So do you feel a little bit of pressure to break out, you know, new, really good stuff? Do you save something? Have you had something maybe planned for months now that you're saving for this opportunity? Because this feels like, you know, it's Giants-Dodgers. This is the biggest series of the year at Oracle so far.
A game for this series specifically. I didn't want to use it at any of the other games we've been.
All right, let's see if we can hear. Trev's phone is giving us some trouble. See if you can hop on with him and find out if he can relocate a little bit. Might be a relocation sensation.
Cha-ching.
But yeah, Trev's, by the way, just so people know, he's up in Tahoe. And so depending on where you are in Tahoe, I get it. Like, phone service could be a little bit tough.
It's a hopping place this weekend,
it
too.
It is a hopping place this week. I told you, put it on your bucket list, dude. Like that event. And by the way, while we're on this, how does this grab you? So JT Snow, short time ago, sent out a tweet about the celebrity tournament up in Tahoe.
Okay.
And apparently he would like to put a whole like thing together to sort of pitch to NBC that more ex-Giants need to be a part of the field in the golf tournament.
Huh.
Listen to what he wrote.
Okay.
Apparently he's there. The celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe at Edgewood is amazing. What a venue. And that is accurate. I don't know how. Have you even been there?
I haven't been there. I haven't specifically been at the golf course.
Holy crap. It is stunning. It is visually one of the craziest things that you'll ever see in terms of the views you get on a golf course. It is overwhelming. So he continues to write, Steph Curry and George Kittle are the two biggest draws up there this year. Wouldn't the fans of Northern California, because that's who goes, love to see some former Giants? I could get at least 10 of these dudes to come play in this. NBC has totally whiffed. Because baseball is not covered on their network, yet there are some baseball players playing. Does anyone know them? I think the fans would love to see and mingle with some San Francisco Giants at Edgewood. Thoughts? Let's start a movement.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know Mark Mulder competes. He's a baseball player.
So does Smoltz.
Yeah.
But those guys are really good golfers.
Yeah.
So that's why they're in there. There are other baseball players. Somebody was like, hey, NBC wants national names. JT goes, Shane Victorino, Chase Utley, and Jason Worth are there. Are they national names?
Chase Utley.
Yeah, exactly.
Hate that guy.
I just figured, like, I don't even know how this thing comes together.
I don't know. How do you get an invite in the first
exactly.
place? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I would suggest to JT, just like, I don't know, talk to Steph. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to.
He practically runs that place.
You don't need to go to Twitter. Like, go to Steph. They'll probably get you in. All right, Trev Sherps is back. Hey, Trev, how we doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear now. All right, and what was the last thing?
Picking up all the bandwidth.
Yeah, what was the last thing you threw at him?
Yeah, I was just asking you, Trev, this is the biggest series of the year at Oracle, so you got something like extra special saved up for this one?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been saving my best material for this series. I haven't done it in any of the other games that we went to because I wanted to save my A game. You got to be bringing it, especially if we're this close in a pennant race coming into July. So, yeah, we got some good stuff planned for this weekend.
His actual name is Trevor Gilmore. Trev's Chirps on his social media platforms. America's number one heckler. Trevor, would you consider telling us some of what you've got planned for this weekend?
I want the truth.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay. Let's see. You look like you make a noise every time you stand up or sit down.
You bum! All right, keep going.
There you go. There you go. Okay, this one I'm really excited about. Right. Your friends told me you have a nickname that you don't know about.
You bum! Okay, I like that one. I'm in on that one. Okay, what? Yeah, what else?
Okay, let's see. Let me give you. I'm not going to give you like the A game here. I hope your dog eats your left shoe out of every pair.
You bum! Yeah, I mean, okay, excellent. So wait, now Trevor, none of these are like Dodger specific, or do you have some in the holster?
I could, but that's the whole like premise around this is that it doesn't have anything to do with the players, and it's either like things that people do that I don't like, or I'm just wishing so many inconveniences on you that it's going to ruin your day.
All right, give us one more, Trevor. Give us one more.
What do we got? What do we got? I bet you think Big League Chew is a train.
You bum! That's tremendous.
Do you ever get to a spot, Trev, where you like you travel around and you target specific guys? I know you said this weekend you're going to just be, you know, whoever's playing left field, but you maybe walk around the concourse a bit, you head to the bullpen. Is there any sort of traveling heckling that you do?
I mean, we always sit in the left field bleachers. People are pretty feral for it. That's our section, baby. That's the Turpin section. Last game we went to, the Red Sox were in town, and I got to go in the 415 section with Snack Sensei, and shout out Mario. He does interviews around the Bay Area. I don't know if you've seen his stuff. We got to chirp Chapman and some of the other bullpen pitchers. So sometimes, but usually it's always left field.
Do you ever chirp the other fans?
Oh, yeah, dude. Anytime I see an opposing team jersey, they're getting booed.
Okay, well, you're going to see plenty of Dodger jerseys out in left field this weekend, I have no doubt. So
I know, and that's just Avril's My Levine, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, does that stuff come up a little bit more off the cuff, and do they ever start firing back at you?
Yes, absolutely. But, like, this is something we have to do, boys. Like, the Giants-Dodgers rivalry goes back for hundreds of years. Like, I'm barking, but my tail's wagging, you know? So it's just something you got to give the Dodger fans a little crap once in a while. And then some will try to spit facts at me, but I'm a walking encyclopedia. I can't be beat.
I love it. I love it.
So good.
So you're hanging out in left field bleachers. Whoever's playing there is your target. Do you have a dream? Is there like a guy specifically on the Dodgers, this Dodger team you would love to target? And in your wildest dreams, they would be playing left field?
Mookie Betts, maybe.
Yep.
Can Andre Ethier unretire and come back? I'd love to get him.
I love it. I love it. All right. So you're coming to both games this weekend, and I kind of have a specific request, and I think you might be the man for the job, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, and I wonder if you've noticed this. I feel like Giants fans the last few years, while the Dodgers come in with all-stars, the Giants were battling them with platoons. And so Giants fans had a huge inferiority complex specific to the Dodgers. Look, the Dodgers won the World Series. They're great. But I feel like this is the year and tonight is the night to kind of swagger into the building a little bit. Like the Giants are even favored tonight. So I wonder if like you might be able to help get that vibe back out in the bleachers.
100%. And that's my whole goal is to bring the energy so we can get behind these boys and get in some juice to win the whole thing. The thing with the Dodger fans is, like, if I was a Dodger fan, you couldn't tell me anything with the talent of guys. But it's something about us Giants fans that gets under the skin. Every time I boo a Dodger fan and he comes at me like, oh, World Series champions, I know I got you, dude.
Well, and what do you say when they say that?
I'm like, do it again. If you were really good, you'd do it back to back. Maybe three times in 5 years, something like that.
Maybe, if you're lucky. Yeah. Okay, Trevor, so A, have a great time. B, do good work. And then C, do not get in a fight.
No, I mean, I don't. Everybody's pretty harmless, especially Dodger fans. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. We have to have that spirit of competition. So we'll be out there booing Dodger fans, calling them bums. I'll be in section 138 both times. Come say hi or fight me. I don't really care.
Okay, there it is. Trevor, drive safe. Have fun.
Yes, sir. We'll see you guys.
Okay, that's Trevor Gilmore.
Nice, Trev.
Known as Trev's Chirps on his social media platform.
That's fun. I'm looking forward to the content. I'm not going to be there Saturday and Sunday, so I'll have to keep an eye out on Instagram to find it.
Section 138.
Yeah.
In a way, it's too bad that Conforto is out there because it's just too easy of a target. It's just like, dude, what's the guy going to say? He's hitting 175.
Yeah, he's having a rough year.
Yeah. And Ken is in here. He's a Mets fan. We're Giants fans. Like, we're all sitting here going, you know how great it is that Michael Conforto's on the Dodgers?
That's he had some awesome. Good years for the Mets.
I know.
And then it just fell off.
He was a good player.
He was an all-star, I think, a year.
Yeah.
Ken would know.
And I thought going into last year, I thought he was going to have a nice year. I really did. And he started off great.
And then he hit for the year 237.
Patrick Bailey's like, what's wrong with that?
He hit 20 homers.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. That's what I just said to Bergman when he called earlier. He's like, well, dude, he was terrible. And I'm like, he was bad, but he wasn't as bad as he's been for the Dodgers this year.
Absolutely terrible. Brutal. His slugging is .306. Oh, my God.
Dude.
One of the worst hitters in baseball.
What's the OPS?
OPS this year for Conforto is .599.
I think that's still above Bailey.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be above
Bailey. He's like, oh, yeah.
.550 for Bailey. So, yeah, he's got Bailey beat relatively comfortably.
Yeah. But, no, he's been bad. So, I love that, you know, everybody's like, the Dodger lineup doesn't quit. I'm like, yeah, it does.
He's batting sixth tonight.
Yeah. It starts again at 7. And it goes all the way through to number 5, but it does. It stops. It stops at number 6.
So. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, first three, then Will Smith, and Teoscar Hernandez, then Conforto at 6. Páez, Hye-Sung Kim, and Tommy Edman, 7, 8, 9.
Holy crap. Not, by the way, with all of this, watch Conforto hit one into the damn water tonight.
Like, that's what I was telling you during the crossover. You were talking some trash. You better hope he doesn't hit one.
Well, it's the weekend. You're not going to see me. You're not going to see me. But anyway, yeah, man, that was fun. I like the way Trevor goes about his business. He keeps it clean. He keeps it creative. And it keeps it coming, man. Section 138 all weekend long.
He keeps it fun. Yeah. He keeps it fun. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. All right. So, Giants-Dodgers this weekend. Again, if you're just joining us, Rafi Devers had an MRI earlier today. It did show inflammation, but he says it only bothers him when he runs. I don't really buy that, but okay. The Giants are planning to play him all weekend long and then hope that the All-Star break does its trick. I'm glad that he didn't make the All-Star team. And so he can rest, and hopefully that gets him somewhere. But right now, the Giants continue to say this is not an injured list situation. He bats third tonight as this series gets started.
And that scares me.
I get it.
I mean, even if he's being truthful and saying he only feels it when he runs and it's not impacting his swing, it clearly is bothering him enough to get an MRI in the first place, and it's hanging around. It's not going away. Like, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, this is a guy that you're paying how many millions of dollars over the course of 8 years, and he's not feeling well enough to the point where he's getting an MRI and he's still playing?
Well, and back injuries are scary, too.
Yeah.
Backs are just scary.
And he takes big cuts, even if he's not connecting. Like, he's swinging out of his shoes. I'm not predicting something bad's going to happen, but I'm just a little scared.
Yeah, I get it. Although I also feel like in a way that might, you know, back up what he's saying. Like, it doesn't, you know, with how hard he's swinging, it doesn't appear. You know, it's not like he's wincing after he's swinging.
Yeah,
he's just missing a lot. So I think in general, maybe this injury doesn't directly affect some of those things, but I think indirectly it does. You know that. Anybody who's ever played sports, like, if something's hurting, it affects you. It affects your focus, even if in the back of your mind you're not 100% sure that body's going to hold up as you do this movement or that movement.
Kind of subconscious.
Totally. Totally. And that's what I think is partially going on with Devers. And then I also have a lot of space just for the fact that he is dealing with a completely new league, new surroundings, new team, new fans, new building, all of that. You know, I know that we live now in an age of interleague, and so the whole changing leagues thing is a little bit different. By the same token, I do think it's a thing. I mean, it's interesting, because since he's come, I can think of, at least off the top of my head, two series that the Giants have played against the American League. Then again, one of them was his team, so those are pitchers that he does not face. You know, I think that's at least a little bit of a piece of this. But I have no doubt that he's going to come out of it. But right now, he does not look well.
What made me really happier than I already was when the trade got announced, was how Yankee fans reacted when Devers got traded.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just consistently beat up on Yankees pitching in his career. In his career, .270 batting average versus the Yankees, which isn't like absurd, and it's not like his best mark versus a team, but .880 OPS,
yep.
31 home runs in 119 games, and 78 RBIs versus the Yankees. And we'd have to really dive into like the game log to figure it out. It feels like those home runs and those big swings came one in like big moments.
Yep.
One, like maybe in September, and two, like in the eighth inning, down by two runs to tie the game.
He's an extra base hitting machine.
He is.
He's an absolute extra base hit machine. And I still think that is going to play very, very well at Oracle Park through time. I know everybody wants the first Rafi Devers splash hit, and someday it will come. Who knows? Maybe tonight. But I also, you know, so much talk about Devers in the ballpark. I actually do think if you really break down his swing, you could argue that Oracle Park is made for him. A lot of his home runs go the other way. You know,
it's still hard to hit opposite field home runs here.
It is, but it's easier than hitting them into the right center field power alley. You know, you watch Schwarber and Harper both have those oppo left-handed home runs. Like, it is easier to get it over there. And then right center field is just, obviously, it's huge. And he hits a lot of line drives. He's not so much like a towering home run type of guy. It's a lot of deep line drives. I think that he's going to get a lot of extra base hits here. And over time, people are going to get enough splash hits to at least keep people happy. It's not going to look like Bonds. But, you know, he'll be a threat. I think he's going to succeed just fine here.
I mean, you're a lefty. Your ideal, like, home run path is hitting one right down the line and right. Because it's
exactly.
Short, you got to get it up a little bit. He's used to that with the monster, but down the line is where you want to go. He does have the power to get it out of here opposite field, and he did that. His first home run as a Giant was opposite field. And then the one against the Marlins was just to
right
of dead center.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really – he's not your normal left-handed power pull hitter. Like, he doesn't hit a ton of home runs out to right, at least not as much as you would expect. Maybe the one thing that I'm more concerned about – as it relates to Rafi Devers, is what Hunter Pence told us when I asked him how difficult it is to transition to a new position midseason.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter said, I forget what the exact quote was, but something along the lines of incredibly difficult to do.
Sure.
Incredibly difficult to do. And that's like injury aside, if you're fully healthy and ready to go to learn a new position on the fly while you have games every single day, I wonder if this is going to happen soon.
I don't know. I think his body will determine that. I'll also say this, though. Again, he was never a great third baseman, but he's a third baseman.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like one of these guys where you're like, oh, he's kind of a stiff DH outfield type and we want him to play first base. This is an infielder.
But it's a completely new set of responsibilities.
Right. But the soft hands and the ability to dig and all of those things, those are there, I think, by definition of the fact that he was a third baseman.
Much like Pence said, shifting from right to left. You're an outfielder still, but like you got to retrain your brain.
The angles are completely different. Yeah, absolutely. He's not wrong. So I get that. 888-957-9570. It is Friday. It is after 5:30. I wonder if you can guess what's about to happen on this radio show. And I'd like to know if you've ever gotten to experience one of these before.
I have.
You have?
Yes.
On the air?
Yes.
Okay.
With Dibs, I think last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hey, Kurt.
Grandy, the Stoop Sports Boys in the Bay Area in town.
Kurt, it is great to hear your voice.
Well, let me tell you something, Willie. Let me tell you, I kind of missed talking with you last time, too, but yep. I'm glad you're back. You're the man, and you're the top dog there. Let me tell you, the top dog.
We love you, Kurt.
We got to put a star next to your name.
What else?
Anyway, let's talk about the Dodgers. You know about the Dodgers. Let me tell you about them. They stink, and let me tell you why they stink. First of all, they only scored 10 runs in the last 6 games. They lost 6 straight. They're coming to play us. You can forget about the Dodgers winning this series. You know why? You know what they're facing? They're facing the top pitching in the league. Wills, Ray, and we got Verlander. Then we got my boy, Rodriguez, the closer. Man, that guy's got some swift stuff. And as far as the Dodgers getting any hits, they're not going to get any hits. I got us. They'll be lucky if the Dodgers win one game. One game. I'd be surprised if they won one game. I like to see them lose all 3, go to 9 straight losers. And as far as our boy Devers, this guy's a monster player. Just right now, the guy's hurting right now, but he's a monster player behind that plate. There's probably nobody more powerful than in the league except for one other guy who's on the Yankees. We don't want to mention any names, but I got the monster Devers right behind him when he gets healthy. And the Dodgers, they stink. They need to be flushed. You know where.
Wait, Kurt, I want to go back. You said the Dodgers aren't getting any hits. Are you predicting Logan Webb to throw a no-hitter tonight?
Well, I would like to see a no-hitter because, look, I mean, look at their record the last 6 games, my brother. They only got 10 runs in the last 6 games. What does that tell you? Now they're facing us, the best pitching team in the league. Forget about it. They don't got a chance. They don't got a chance against us. They'd be lucky if they get a few hits. And I'd be surprised if they get one game. I'd really be surprised. Wouldn't it be nice if we get the brooms out and we sweep the stinking Dodgers?
Kurt, I tell you what, I love your swagger. I think that the Giant fan base right now needs a little bit more of your swagger.
Well, they better. Well, I don't know why they're not listening. They got to listen. The reason why?
Yeah.
The Dodgers is a primo team. They have an upcoming team, and I got them probably one 5th best team in the league. They could be up to number 3, but we're not going to know anything until after, you know, after the next couple of weeks. But I still think they got a hell of a team. And when they got Chapman back, a lot of things changing with the bats. I mean, that guy's, you know, we all know he's a Golden Glove. But the Dodgers, listen, fellas and boys and everybody, the Dodgers got a chance to try to pass that stinking Dodgers.
Oh, boy. Kurt, it's music to my ears. Hey, listen, what if you came across a fella tonight who was like, you listen to me, Kurt. Shohei Ohtani's the best player on the planet, and he's about to take Logan Webb into the Bay. How do you feel about that?
Kurt
and Hayward Hills, everybody, with a Friday tradition.
Oh, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
On Willard and Dubs.
Get you fired
exactly.
up.
Yeah,
if sure you're
does.
Not fired up for Giants Dodgers, one after Hunter Pence and 2 after Kurt in the Hayward Hills.
That is like we've had a good, like Hunter Pence to Trev's Chirps to Kurt and Hayward Hills.
3 characters.
We're trying to get you ready, man. We're doing what we can to get you ready for this freaking game tonight. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good. Pretty
one of good. The best things that Pence said was asked him, I forget if it was you, Dodgers Giants memories.
Yeah.
And he said, honestly, I have more memories that piss me off, that get me upset, than ones that make me happy, which is honestly my kind of guy.
I feel the same way.
But he said, the first one that comes to mind is 2021, when he wasn't even on the Giants.
Right.
And that makes him the most upset, which is just, Hunter is...
It's in Hunter's blood,
he
man.
Is a Giant for life, which is Hunter's amazing.
Blood. He is this city's favorite adopted son.
Ugh.
Like, no questions asked.
No doubt.
100%. I love that. And, gosh, we were all talking this stuff out earlier, And I think my favorite Dodger-Giant moment came up earlier today. I don't know if it was Guru who mentioned it. Maybe Evan mentioned it. I think it's the Brian Johnson home run.
Mm.
I think that's my favorite.
Walk-off.
Well,
was that in the extra innings, 10th or 12th or something?
I can't remember what inning it was. I do feel like it might have been the 10th or whatnot, but I had a little bit of a story that like in terms of the way the experience came to mm-hmm. be. I knew like I had either a work meeting or a job interview. I think I was in college. What year, or maybe right out of college, what year was the Brian Johnson home run? Someone remind me when that was. But anyway, I remember exactly where I was. Going to talk to
97.
Okay, that is the year that I graduated from college.
September 18th.
Okay, so I had been out of college for 3 months, and I was talking to my then boss at the Paso Robles radio station in Central Coast, and I went in to talk to him, and I think in fact we were talking about sort of launching into some other things, because that year I then spent doing radio for Cal Poly Sports for the year after I graduated. So I go in to talk to him, but I'm listening to this Giants game. I'm listening in the car, but I had this meeting, and so I had to get out of the car when the thing was still tied. I want to say 1-1 or whatever it was. So we finished the meeting, and I remember racing back to the car because this is like, you know what I mean? We weren't all as dialed in back then. You didn't have everything buzzing in your pocket with every update. So I run back to the car with the thought of, like, I got to get this game back on. I turn the car on, and it's the next pitch.
Wow, what
it's
timing.
The very next pitch. A high drive deep into left field. And so that was the only pitch I heard, at least of those, like, last three innings of that baseball game. And I was bouncing in my car.
Yeah, it was the 12th inning. 12th inning.
There you go.
It was 5-5 at the time.
Okay, 5-5.
Giants led 5-1. Dodgers scored 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th to tie, and then scoreless until Brian Johnson in the bottom of the 12th. Good. Off of Mark Guthrie.
Ooh, I wouldn't have gotten that trivia question.
Do you
right?
know who was the winning pitcher? Obviously, it was extra, so it was a reliever.
Good. I have no idea.
It's a big name. If you just guess the biggest name in the bullpen, you'll get it.
The biggest name in the bullpen?
In 97.
From 1997. I have no clue.
Rodbeck.
Oh, Rodbeck. Okay. Yeah. Shooter.
Winning pitcher.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Next week, All-Star Prize Blowout. We got incredible things to give away all week long. Every show, every day. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, day pass to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, gift cards for Valkyries merch, and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon, 4:30 in the afternoon. That's every day, every show, all week long, starting on Monday. All right, Dodgers are in town. Anybody want to weigh in on this? 888-957-9570. We'll take some calls next on our way out the door on Willard and Dibbs. All right, give us one more, Trevor. Give us one more.
What do we got? I bet you think Big League Chew is a train.
You bum!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's tremendous.
The Dodgers, listen, fellas and boys and everybody, the Dodgers got a chance to try to pass that stinking Dodgers.
Oh, boy.
Listen, fellas and boys and everybody.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Mark.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's been a show today, hasn't it? It's been a show today.
It's been fun.
Yeah. You didn't even play the part where I completely came down Dibs' road while he wasn't here. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. By the way, the further we get from that, and the more context it loses, the worse it sounds. Yeah, I'm going to give him a stray because he's not here. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Yeah,
that, like, if you don't understand what we were talking about at the time, that makes it sound like I don't think he could win at life. Like, it sounds worse.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
that's
anyway,
the point of it.
That's going to come back to bite me in the you-know-what.
Yep.
Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Make sure you tell me where you put that, Luke,
yeah, exactly.
So I can use it.
I can see your wheels turning already. Man. Anyway.
You know what I was doing during the commercial break?
What were you doing?
You were talking about your favorite, or at least one of your favorite Giants-Dodgers memories.
Yeah.
I have some, I mean, for obviously I haven't been around as long, so mine are more recent. I thought back specifically just to 2021 and that series. I know the Dodgers ultimately won the series, but game one in the first inning, when Buster, if it weren't for the water tower, would have been the first right-handed hitter to hit a splash hit in the first freaking inning of the first ever Giants-Dodgers postseason series. Are you kidding me?
Can I tell you something funny about that hit?
Yes.
Buster Posey home run. First of all, what a way to start that series.
Amazing.
Second of all, and that was 2021.
Yes.
I'll tell you. So, like, and those of you who listen to the show a lot, and you know that lovely Christy and I are getting married next week. 2021 in the fall was, let's say there were some family things going on at the time.
Okay.
So I had just moved, and therefore the TV situation that I had set up was not fully on yet. So I had to do something through a streaming service in order to watch that game. Therefore, what I was watching was about 30 to 40 seconds behind what would be happening over the air. Well, neighbor, Big Giants fan. So I sit down for the bottom of the first, you know? Come on, bottom of the first.
You got your food. You got your drink.
Yo, man. And, like, the vibes are on high, like, fired up. The Giants put up a zero in the top of the first. Sit down. Let's take a look at this thing. And next thing you know, because, like, what was Buster batting? Probably third or whatever he was batting. I don't remember what spot in the order he had.
He was batting cleanup.
Okay. He's batting cleanup. And I think that was a two-run homer?
Yes. Tommy LaStella got on base for him, who was leading off.
All right. So you got a runner on, and it's two outs. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm hearing people banging on the walls. And I'm like, the hell is going on? Like, I've just moved in. I'm like, what the hell going on around here? Next thing I know, it actually dawned on me even before the pitch. I go, actually, I wonder if Buster. I wonder if Buster did something great. And then next pitch, boom,
gone
into the water. And I'm like, oh my God. So now I've got to be aware.
Yep.
Like for the rest of the game, it's almost like I had to wear earplugs in order to watch the game because I was going to get clues when things were going well and poorly from downstairs.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I have a similar story. It goes back. This was the 2014 playoffs. It was my freshman year at Oregon, and I had class the night of. I forget which game it was. What game of the series? But it was the first round, the divisional series versus the Nationals.
Yep.
And it was game two in Washington, the 18-inning game.
I think it was game two.
When Belt hit the go-ahead homer.
I think it was
game two. In the bottom of the 18th. I was an idiot, and I had notifications on my phone because I missed the big chunk of the game because I had late class that night, and I wanted to stay updated. And then there was, no runs for, nine innings.
Forever.
For the entire extra innings.
Yusmeiro Petit.
He was great.
Yep.
So I forgot to turn the notifications off on my phone, and I'm watching on a stream in our little lounge area in my dorm with a bunch of other friends, and I get the notification that Belt hit a home run before I saw it.
Dude.
I waited 9 innings of scoreless baseball only to have it ruined.
Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal. Actually, you'll feel better if I tell you my very brief story about that game. I got a splitting migraine headache.
Oh, no.
And passed out in the 13th inning, and I'll never forget, because when you wake up from the migraine, it tends to feel better.
Yeah.
I wake up hours later, and all I did was open one eye and looked across the room at the computer, which had the game cast up, and all I saw was Giants 1, Nationals nothing, and I went right back to sleep. I didn't find out until hours later how it happened, and I was just like, oh, yay, Giants won, back to sleep.
Little did you know it was one of the most absurd games ever.
Seriously. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
So, it's 1988 in June. It's a twilight doubleheader against the Dodgers. The first game goes extra innings, right? So it goes to midnight. And so Mike Marshall was out there in right field, and I'm in right field heckling him. And he's, looking back at me, and I'm in his head ripping him, and he's, patting his butt, getting up pissed off, and I'm just, all over him. He gets up to bat, and Babe Ruth's me, dude. He points to the right field stand. I was like, oh, my God, dude, are you kidding me? And my boy looks at me. He goes, you can never talk smack again if he hits a home run right here. He looks at the catcher. The catcher looks at him, pats his glove, nods his head. I'm like, no, he didn't. I'm thinking the pitcher's about to drill him for, pointing his bat. He plays one right down Broadway. Marshall hits a laser, man. It's slicing. It's going over the fence. But the candlestick right to the wind, pushed it down. It hits the base of the fence. He could have legged out a triple, but he cruises the whole way, running from first to second, looking at me in right field like, yeah, if I did that. And so when he came back out, I was like, not that good, bro. And I ripped him for five more innings. That was insane.
Nick, this is an amazing story. Are you're suggesting that Mike Marshall was so distracted by you that his interactions with you became bigger than his game?
He was such a rabbit, dude. I was like, tuck him in, Bugs. Just tuck him in. I was like, Marshall, just like in Little League, you're relegated to right field, huh? And he said, then he started patting his glove. And I said, don't pat your glove, you rabbit. Tuck him in. Tuck him in.
I like
that.
You
don't listen to me.
I like
And get this. So, check it out. So get this one. That was the night before they stopped letting people jump over and get home runs in left field.
Yep.
Because in the second game, it went to 2:30 in the morning, and brawls broke out in the seventh inning, and people were fighting and all over the stands, bro. You can ask any old reporter back from today, they'll tell you it was about 10 fights broke out at once.
Oh,
I was
Nick,
like, represent Candlestick. Let's go.
Yeah, I remember. Nick, thanks, man. I remember Candlestick during Giants and Dodgers games. And there was a handful of fights seemingly every single time. Yeah, he called them bugs. Tuck them in, bugs. You didn't get it? Yeah, he's got rabbit ears. He's listening to the chirps too much.
That game he's talking about, first pitch, 9:10 p.m.
9:10.
And it went 4 hours and 13 minutes. So we're talking about 1:23 when the game ended.
That was game two?
Game two of the doubleheader.
Damn.
1:23.
Dude, can you imagine new collective bargaining agreements? Like, sorry. Like, we got a curfew at 11:20. We're going home. Game's over.
6-5 Dodger win that game.
All right, what's coming up here, Lucas? What are we doing?
Going Pence right in about 5 minutes, and then crossover in the second half. Okay. It was a really fun crossover.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Guru got a little over skis, didn't he? He thought that was going to go well for him. It didn't go so well for him. Anyway, all right, Hunter Pence and the crossover. We love you, Guru. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Grady, great stuff. Great stuff.
That was
this
fun.
Week.
Yeah. Talk to you on Monday.
That's
from
right.
Vegas.
You'll be in Vegas.
Dibs and I.
Dibs will be limping to Vegas.
Yep.
I will be here in this building so that Dibs doesn't want to throw stuff at me. It's perfect.
Well, he still might want to. He just can't.
That's better said. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody have an awesome, safe weekend. Let's go Giants. For Grandy, for Lucas, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got. Dan Dibley could win at nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.